way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, to go north.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's all about Alaska today because I just got back from an amazing cruise on Holland America with Oprah Magazine. And Olivia, you know, we like to do those quarter miles. So Alaska, I think, is our quarter mile state today.
Gotta be.
It definitely has to be. So many fascinating things about Alaska. But, you know, as always with the quarter miles, for some reason, they choose certain things about their particular state that they want to highlight on the back of a quarter. And we like to talk about those as reasons or inspirations to go and visit that state. So what's up with the Alaska quarter?
This one's really neat. It was engraved by Charles Vickers. And I don't know if I've ever seen an Alaska quarter. And this design features a grizzly bear emerging from the water with a salmon in its jaw. And
share
it also
that with me.
Yes, especially you. And it includes the North Star and the inscription, "The Great Land." The grizzly bear and the salmon are actually representing strength and nutrition. And more than 98% of the U.S. grizzly population is in Alaska. So one thing that people like to do when they visit is go on grizzly bear viewing tours.
And, you know, that's a really good point because on the cruise, that was one of the excursions that someone could take is you could go and see the bears. And then, of course, someone on our cruise, George Parker, who's the husband of one of the O Magazine insiders, Tanya, he actually went on a fishing excursion to fish for salmon and caught a salmon. So that is definitely something that people think about with Alaska is going fishing as well for salmon.
Yes, and where there are salmon, there will likely be bears as well.
And Anita.
Yes. Anita and her best friends, the grizzly bears.
Not together.
No. And the name Alaska comes from the Aleutian word Alyeska, which means the great land. So that's why the great land inscription is on the quarter as well. And everybody knows the area of Alaska has been populated by Eskimos, Aleuts, and other Native Americans for thousands of years.
That's true. And, you know, I like to think of Alaska also, too, that it's just so natural there and so much natural beauty that it really is the last frontier, last American frontier. So absolutely, that's a perfect name for a place that has such natural beauty like that.
Yes. And so back to bear watching, Alaska.org has really great ideas for bear watching all across the state. And you can do things like go on a private plane and they call it flight seeing and just fly over different areas and you'll likely see bears. There are private bus tours, all sorts of things. There are also just, you know, neighborhood areas where you will often see bears and they're really familiar with humans. So they won't disappear.
Oh, okay. So you can just see some bears firsthand maybe walking around.
They might actually get a little too close.
That's another thing, too, that's great about Alaska is just the wildlife that you can encounter and see up close.
Absolutely. And one place that Alaska.org recommends is the Denali National Park and Reserve, which has over 6 million acres of wild land. So not only would you want to go there for grizzly bears, but just to see, you know, the beautiful scenery there.
That is a very, very popular national park for sure.
And it has many established trails. It also has one really long park road that you can drive on the first 14 miles. But then if you want to go past that, you'll have to get on a private bus shuttle or they have some park buses as well. And once you're in there, anybody spots a bear, you just say so and they'll stop and everybody can take pictures.
That's really, really cool. But that also sounds like, you know, we talk all the time about when you're going to this national parks that you want to plan this ahead of time and double check if there are any tickets that you need to purchase or arrangements that you need to make. And it sounds like maybe with this one, if you are planning to go past the 14-mile drive there, that you want to check on that ahead of time.
Yes, I think with Alaska specifically, it's really important to look at all those arrangements because some places you really want to check out, but you can only go there by plane.
Yeah. You want to arrange that ahead of time.
So lots of planning goes into it. You know, you don't need a bus or a plane to visit the kennel at the park as well. The only working sled dogs in a national park. So you can go hang out with them.
That would be what I want to do. You know, I did that last year when I went to Alaska and did a land tour. I got a chance to go to one of the kennels there and see the puppies and get a chance to talk to the CVs there who actually, his grandfather is one of the ones who started the Iditarod. So wow. having a chance to talk with him, and if you guys kind of go back and search our archives, you can, you know, find that interview that I had with him. That, I mean, it was just really interesting to talk with him and hear about just the Iditarod and his experience with, you know, some of the races that he's participated in. So, yes, definitely check out those dogs.
Very cool. Another place is the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, which provides a refuge for animals that can't survive in the wild. But you can also check out the different areas they have. There are areas for bison, eagles, foxes, and grizzly bears. There's a really cool 18-acre enclosure for bears with an aerial walkway. Mm. So you can walk through the entire enclosure and take pictures. You're bound to see bears there. So.
And you don't have to worry about an encounter.
Exactly. You're safe up above.
You're safe up above. And, you know, we saw quite a few bald eagles. I mean, that was really easy to see them. They're all over. So you definitely get a chance to see them, too.
Very cool. And what is considered the best spot for bear viewing is in Katmai National Park. Brooks Camp is a world-famous place to view brown bears and also enjoy world-class fishing of all kinds.
Mm, I like that idea. Back to fishing.
Yes, and July is the best time to view bears because that's when the annual Sockeye Red Salmon Run occurs in that area. And usually if you want to travel to Alaska, you want to see the wilderness, probably planning in the summer months is best because you never know what's going to happen in the winter months.
Well, you know, in some parts of Alaska, it pretty much shuts down.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that a lot of the people go to Hawaii as a way to kind of make their way through the winter months and then come back once it warms up in Alaska. So you're absolutely right about that. You know, you definitely want to think about when you're going to plan that trip to Alaska, because some people think, well, you know, how fun would it be to go to Alaska during the winter to see the icebergs and the glaciers and that type thing. But, hey, it may be closed for
yes.
the winter. So just double check that.
Right. And one free option, like we talked about earlier, kind of neighborhood areas where there are, you know, lots of rivers and salmon, so you'll likely see bears, is a place called Steep Creek, which is 10 minutes away from Juneau, Alaska. So you can visit the town of Juneau and then also hang out with some bears because these bears are very comfortable with people.
Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah. Just don't get too close because, you know, they can, once they're threatened, it's hard to bounce back from that.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
Stay away from the bears.
Another place is kind of the off the beaten path option, and this one will require some arrangements with flights, but this is the Onan Creek Wildlife Viewing Site, and it's no fuss. You know, I don't think you even get bedding or plumbing.
Oh, really?
But people like to go stay there, just, you know, uninterrupted views of wildlife and nature. You can visit for the day, but you can also stay in a cabin.
Well, you know, it sounds like one of those off-the-grid type experiences. And
yeah.
a lot of people like to go to Alaska, especially for that, to have that experience and to see really what is that like to really truly live off the land.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're not sure what to do, the National Park Service website, as we've pointed out several times, has really great itineraries. And also Alaska.org really has it covered with tips about, you know, the best places to go and depending on your preference as well, off the beaten path, free, or, you know, just the best guaranteed sighting of bears.
You know, that's a really good point. I mean, you definitely, again, as we, like you said, as we keep mentioning, you definitely want to check out that website. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, just really plan ahead, too, for things like, you know, what to wear, because it can be a little cooler, but it can also be warm in certain areas, too. If you're going to the glaciers, you need to really wrap up a little bit more. And glacier tours are definitely something that you want to check out as well. And then hiking, too. You can just do lots of hiking as well around Alaska. There's a lot of places to do that.
And if you're not the hiking type, there are also plenty of rural highways that you can drive along and just take in the beauty that way.
Yeah, and that's what we did last year when we were there on a land tour. We drove around just all different places and had a really great visit. We went to Homer, which was really pretty cool, especially if you were really into like seafood and really wanting to, you know, try fishing and things like that. You can definitely do that in Homer. And we also went to Seward, which was great too, which is where I had a chance to talk with the folks about the Iditarod. So lots of great things to do in Alaska. Definitely that quarter has us motivated to go and check out Alaska. And also hopefully my cruise that I was just on.
Yes,
on Holland America. Now, you guys, we've come down to the end of this segment as well. The show is moving really fast. But when we come back, I have a great interview with K. Joy Peters, who is a fantastic award-winning artist down in Atlanta who has a great exhibit going on. She's going to tell us all about it when we come back. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a minute.
I think I'll try.